Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for downloading this week's Consumer Podcast. I'm Michael Finney. There is a lot of legislation about consumer issues taking place all over the country in states and in Congress, and that's where I want to start today. Let's start with a Passenger's Bill of Rights. Makes sense that this would be our lead in this podcast since so many travelers were stranded this week. Why? Because airlines decided they needed to do safety inspections. These are inspections that should have been done, could have been done, would have been done in a timely manner, but for whatever reason, and we're still trying to figure out each and every reason for each and every airline, we're not done. The FAA is coming under fire for this. The airlines are coming under fire for stranding thousands and thousands of passengers. And that's exactly what the Passenger's Bill of Rights addresses. It says airlines have to be more upfront and more fair with their passengers, and if they're not, they're going to get fined, and they're going to be fined big time. This Passenger's Bill of Rights also puts the Federal Aviation Administration on notice. Quit cuddling up with the industry you're supposed to be regulating. It's certainly fine to make sure the airlines are not abused, and we would want them to do that. But first and foremost, safety and passenger rights, and that's what the Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights does. It looks like it's going to fly right through Congress. Let's see what happens to it after that. As long as we're talking about airlines, let's talk about legislation over in Europe. Cell phones. We keep talking about, should we allow them on planes here? The EU, the European Union, says, have at it. It's up to the airlines. So what are they doing? Well, Virgin Atlantic says their customers will be able to go online and get email, text messaging, but no voice calls. And Air France says cell phone service is fine, but just for 3 months. They're going to check it out and see what's going on. Lufthansa says no cell phone service. Now, when you first think about being able to use a cell phone on a plane, you think, boy, this is a great idea. If I'm late, I'll be able to call ahead. I won't miss a meeting. I'll be able to tell my family, hey, don't show up to the airport. I'm an hour late. My kids will be able to get a hold of you. But then start thinking about the Yahoo sitting to your left and to your right and the person in front and the person in back. Imagine they're all on the cell phone. They're bored. Airplanes are boring. So they're bored, so they're talking to their friends. It would be horrible. It's good that we're going to allow the European Union to try this out before we try it out. At least that's my vibe on it. Let's see how it works for them and then see if we want to get involved with this. I do like Virgin Atlantic's ideas, which is feel free to surf the internet, feel free to get email, but no talking. I just think it would be horrible to have everybody talking all the time. Now let's talk about a consumer product safety bill that passed the Senate 79-13. Did you hear those numbers? 79-13 in our polarized political environment, we have that lopsided of a passage of a real bill, not something that just says apple pie is wonderful, but a real regulatory bill. That tells you how out of control the Consumer Product Safety Commission has become. If you remember, earlier last year, the Consumer Product Safety Commission was telling lawmakers, we don't need more money, everything is great, leave us alone. Lawmakers were appalled. They're seeing all this leaded jewelry get into the hands and often the mouths of children. They're seeing unsafe products come into this country. And then the very agency that's supposed to protect consumers says everything's fine. That's why you're getting a 79-13 vote. Now, the president doesn't look like he's going to sign this thing, but with a 79-13 vote, he may be forced into it. So what exactly happens? Well, first of all, manufacturers that play fast and loose with the rules right now can be fined under $2 million maximum. Now, if this bill passes, $10 million. States will have the right to attempt to enforce safety standards. There will be more regulators available. The hope is some will be overseas catching problems there before the problems get here. There will be more testing of products, especially those for children, and lower levels of lead. And that will be for paint and children's products. And it offers protection for those who come forward and fink out their own companies, who fink out the government and say, these terrible things are happening. This is a good law. Let's hope it gets passed. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, keeps track of internet crime. They issued their top scams of 2007 report. Number one scam, pet scams. We've reported on this. You know about this. You go online, you see a picture of a pet. The guy lives in Europe, Africa, Arkansas, somewhere other than here. And they say they have this beautiful dog, an expensive one, say a Yorkshire Terrier, goes for $1,500 normally, a poodle that normally goes for $900. They can't keep it anymore. It's too hot. It's hard with the Peace Corps, whatever their issue is. But they'll give it to you for free if you'll pay for the shipping. You send $200. They say it's gone up to $400 and $400. They need $600. You get the point. You never see your money, and you never, ever get that cute little dog. Secret shoppers. That is the second top scam of 2007. And we've told you about it here a long time ago. You go online, you get a letter, you get an email. We need secret shoppers in your area. Folks want to believe this is true, especially in this economy. They're hurting. They need some money, so they go for it. Hey, they don't ask you to send money. In fact, they send the consumer a check, a cashier's check. They tell you to go to a check cashing place, generally a large discount store or a local check cashing place, and you cash the check, and then you take out your money, $100, $150 for your fee, and then you write up a report on how the check cashing place worked. That's the secret shopper part. And then you send the rest of the money on back to the company. Well, you got it. The check isn't real. It eventually bounces. The consumer is responsible for that cashier's check because of a weird loophole in the law. So not only did they not make $100, $150, but they owe $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Don't fall for this scam. Another big scam, romance fraud. We've reported on this as well. A guy, a gal in a different location, yet again, far, far away, tell you how much they love you. Gee, I'm having trouble with my taxes. Gee, I want to come out and visit you if I only had a plane ticket. Think of anything that you might fall for, because these people are good and they trick you out of money and they don't love you, and it's absolutely horrible. Okay, now let's go to state legislation in Washington State. They are regulating RFID privacy. You may remember radio frequency identification. That's a little chip that's embedded in a credit card type card. You most often see them in the workplace where someone uses the card, they put it up against a pad, and it unlocks the door. Well, RFID is much broader and less safe than most consumers know and understand. You think you have to put that card up against that reader. Actually, if someone has the technology and wants to, they can read it from 30 feet away. What's on that card? Often your name, social security number, address. And so Washington State wants to make sure consumers don't get electronically pickpocketed just walking down the street. So what they're saying is it will now be against the law. If you have a reader and you read the information on someone else's card without them knowing about it, that's theft. This is a very good law. The other thing it says is you can't be issued a card that has RFID technology unless you know the technology is there and you know what information is on that card. Now, why is this important? Well, because grocery stores might be issuing affinity cards or discount cards, and other companies will as well. And they just want to make sure the consumers know what they're getting into, and it also puts the retailers on notice. It's fine to issue these cards, but consumers really have to know what they're getting into. Now let's talk about lifetime warranties. Are there any companies left that actually have the guts to still be issuing lifetime warranties? Well, the Seattle Times has been looking into that, and the answer is yes. JanSport, you know the guys, they offer product guarantees for backpacks and luggage for manufacturer defects that do not end. Lands In, you know, they're the catalog guys generally. They're also online, of course. And you see their clothing and home furnishings. And they say if you're not satisfied with any item, return it. Hemmacher Schlemmer, that's the catalog company that's like 160 years old. They have a very liberal return policy. And so does Vermont Teddy Bear. Tiffany & Company guarantees appraised value of their diamonds. And Zippo, those are the lighter people, they will repair broken lighters. And Swiss Army, they have a lifetime guarantee on their knives. So what does all of this mean to you? Well, what it means is, especially now, when we're moving into tough economic times, know what the guarantee or warranty will be when you buy a product. Are they going to guarantee it and stand behind it for just 30 days? Or are they going to be there for a year? This could make the difference when it's time to buy a toaster, when it's time to buy a vacuum cleaner. Have you priced a vacuum cleaner lately? You can spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So you want the company standing there saying, if it doesn't work, let us know. We'll make sure it does work. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I want you to go online at abc7news.com, check out our Finney's Friday free stuff. We have some interesting items this week. Also, make sure you watch my reports on Monday and Friday on The View from the Bay. That's an entertainment information show that is produced locally here in San Francisco at KGO ABC 7. It airs between 3 and 4, and my reports are on there on Mondays and Fridays. And then, of course, Monday through Friday, you can catch me on ABC 7 News and check out the reports on abc7news.com. Thanks a lot for downloading.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.